The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. Longest week ever.
Yep.
Since last week, which was the longest week ever.
New record.
Mm-hmm. I feel confident that next week will be the longest week ever.
That's what Vegas is telling me with the betting odds.
Uh-huh. Odds are good. Odds are good.
There's going to be a new champion.
But what's good is, there's so many things that have gone down on this show. I mean, Antoine lost $1 million on this show.
Do not remind me.
Oh, don't you just chime in.
Yeah.
I had people randomly stopping me just to say, hey, you know, you almost had it.
Yep.
I did.
Yeah.
I had it.
We started the week what I thought was going to be strong. Antoine could have reigned triumphant. He was given the original Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions from back in the day where the guy won the first $1 million prize. Could Antoine win $1 million? The only thing in his way, Monica.
What? Yeah. What happened?
Well, he chose to listen to you, and then he didn't win $1 million. What Steven Spielberg film? Antoine, you love film.
I do.
Climaxes at a place called Devil's Tower. Is it A, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, B, Jurassic Park, C, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or D, Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
I'm going to say Close Encounters. Close Encounters. Final answer.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer. Close Encounters.
He said final answer. Close Encounters. I mean, could have just stopped right there. Monica, do you agree or disagree?
I don't think that's it.
You don't?
I disagree.
Do you think it is, Monica?
What do you think it is?
I think it's C.
You think it's Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Uh-huh.
Do you like to change your answer?
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure, Monica?
This doesn't even count as your phone a friend. This is just this is kind of ask the audience.
Monica, are you confident?
I just feel C. I don't know why. So you go with what you feel.
I don't know.
C might be coronavirus. We don't know what she's feeling.
All right, I'm going with C. I'm going with Monica. I'm changing my answer. I'm going with Monica.
All right. And that is sorry.
Was it Close Encounters?
Let me go to retry last question. It was Close Encounters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. See, I'm blaming Zach.
Well, yes, I am too. Monica, I am too. Thank you so much.
Because Antoine was on a roll. And then Zach said, Monica,
well,
you want to weigh on this? Raiders of the whatever.
So
I did research. Uh-huh. Yeah. I did research. It was your fault.
Oh really?
Because I watched some old episodes.
Uh huh.
Because I was thinking, I said final answer, and there was an episode where a guy tried to change his final answer after he said final answer, and it was the British host, the lady.
Sure.
She wouldn't let him change it because he said final answer. So whatever he said, he had to stick with, which in this case was Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which means I'm $1 million and I quit. I'm out of here. See you guys.
That's England. This is America. We don't care. We don't follow rules. You see how we roll? We do whatever the heck we want.
See you guys.
I'm trying to pass the blame off to me. You know it's Monica's fault. Monica, you know it's your fault. Give all the other questions. He would have had $1 million. Screwed the whole thing up. Pass the buck on to me. I mean, really, if we want to be honest, I don't know why we're blaming Monica either. Antoine, you have no one to blame but yourself. You could have just shut your mouth. But you didn't.
I said final answer. I did what I was contracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you go, that's just the third moment of the week. We haven't even continued from there. Monica Brooks has an interesting phenomenon in her home where all of the men's in her house, they love them some cereal.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your cereal, you got your milk. And what, of course, goes with cereal and milk? More milk. They want milk. They want a glass of milk to go with their milk because they love it so much. Both of them, what they do is they make themselves a bowl of cereal, which they pour milk in, and then they also require a glass of milk to go with it.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Like, when you're eating cereal with milk, you're not getting a lot of milk. But I imagine that before he pours the milk in there, there's a lot of cereal. There's a lot of starch in that bowl. So even if you dig in there to get some milk, that starch is overpowering any kind of liquid that's in there. Jared is at risk to choke.
What?
I feel like he's probably at risk to choke.
Yeah.
So therefore, he needs that extra beverage
just in case.
Help lubricate his throat so he doesn't choke.
Could you put more milk in the bowl?
No, it's still going to be underneath all that starch. It has to sit on top.
Could you maybe not put so much cereal in the
bowl?
Now,
that's just ridiculous. Why am I making cereal if I'm not going to fill the bowl to the brim?
I mean, God forbid you don't give yourself a big throat full of cereal.
Mm-mm.
Have you used a smaller spoon? Just, I know. And just probably using a soup ladle to just stuff it all in your mouth.
That's hilarious.
I love cereal. Monica Brooks, you had what we will classify as the, you know, it's an award for the whole month of April. Monica wins the award for worst idea of the month.
I don't even know which idea what you're idea? Referencing, but I agree.
The splits.
I agree.
The splits, baby.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That was too terrible competitive. Idea.
Yeah, might be worst idea of the year outside of, like, make out with someone right now that you've never met before in the grocery store. Both of them. This is not it. This is it. Monica Brooks decided to do the splits.
I said, uh-oh, Ava, time for a little dance-off, because you know all these TikTok videos and everything else, and all the kids know the dances. Well, I'm dancing in the living room, and I decided I'm going to do a split.
You did,
like,
I
haven't done a split since elementary school, even then.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I'm going to do a split. Let me tell you, I went down, and it hurt so bad, and then I had trouble getting back up. I said, what the heck? So now I'm thinking, maybe should I practice trying to perfect a split?
No, I think you should be done. I think our wonderful Lord just told you. Yeah.
No, when God gives you a sign, you don't ask for another sign.
No.
You just take it and run with it.
Can you tell me that again? No, I said it the first time.
Monica, how's the legs? You still sore? Still limping around a little bit?
I'm better now.
Okay.
I'm better now. But of course, that since I'm feeling better, I'm thinking, well, maybe now it's time for me to try it again.
No, try it again.
Please don't.
God, no. God, she's never going to listen to you. Move on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Don't waste your signs on this one. Move on to somebody else.